If you're one of those people who waited to the last minute to finish your holiday shopping, you'll have to brave the crowds today. But new technologies in the form of smartphone apps are starting to revolutionize the in-store shopping experience. Just like the web has changed the way we buy at home, barcode scanners that help consumers shop, compare prices, get info about products, even skip long lines, could change how we shop in stores. Dan Tucker has more.
You've probably seen them and not even noticed. Little black and white squares with maze-like patterns or dots. They're called 2D barcodes, and they're popping up everywhere this holiday season. From car advertisements to bus shelters to retail stores like Best Buy, even a recent cover of the New York Times Magazine. Scanning one of the squares with a cell phone app will launch a business's website or a map, maybe even a video, right on your phone.
I'm holding it up and I'm centering it between the barcode between the two. And I'm going to, yes, I want to open it.
On Wall Street, registered nurse John David Hawks is giving barcode scanning a try. He holds up an iPhone I gave him inches from a 2D barcode on the side of a newsstand. Then he taps a little Thunderbolt icon on the screen and...
It recognized it and now it's taking me to a website.
A holiday shopping guide for downtown Manhattan pops up in the phone's web browser. Hawks is sold on the whole experience, which he calls user-friendly.
If you're going to have technology on a phone and a mobile thing, then absolutely go for it.
As more and more consumers like Hawks go for it, retailers know they have to get involved or get left behind.
It seems like every holiday season there's a new technology. A couple years ago it was social media. Last year it was mobile.
Ellen Davis is a spokesperson with the National Retail Federation.
This year, retailers are really trying to wrap their brains around QR codes and trying to understand how they can use these codes for marketing purposes.
QR codes, or quick response codes, are one of the most common types of 2D barcodes. As businesses see an increase in the use of barcode scanners by customers, they've been quick to incorporate these codes into their advertisements. But Roger Marquis, editor of the blog 2D Barcode Strategy, says just slapping a code onto an ad won't create an instant audience.
You'll see a print advertisement in a magazine, and it appears based on where the code is placed that it was a last-minute thought to just put a code into the ad. It's really the entire campaign that's built around a code that's going to get results.
Currently, only 5% of U.S. smartphone users have downloaded the software for these scanners. And even some tech-savvy people, like 23-year-old paralegal Rosemary Almonte, say they aren't worth their time.
Googling is a much better way to find information than going up to an ad from a company and scanning some information that they want to give you.
But these codes have really caught on in Japan, where 2D codes are widely used by consumers. In the U.S., analysts expect barcodes to really take off when companies offer more than just an ad, like a mobile coupon for the product or something that saves shoppers time. Take the example of iobuyer. It's a mobile app that allows customers in brick-and-mortar stores to scan the barcode for an item and purchase it right there, in the aisle, and then walk out the door with it, skipping the line altogether. iobuyer CEO Andrew Paradise.
Now every person coming through the door can potentially have a cash register in their pocket. Us or someone like us is going to bring this to every store in the world.
iobuyer hopes to be available at two national retail chains with stores in New York City next year. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.